Karen.
We are going to talk about disqualification and some recent developments in that. The Texas Supreme Court's decision last year is important in the RSR case. And then there's a case pending right now, happens to be one of my cases, but it's pending at the Supreme Court on disqualification in the migratory foul setting when a lawyer moves from one firm to another. And we'll talk about that. And we'll also talk about some practical suggestions for either avoiding disqualification motions or when to file them and when not. In terms of starting off, here are the things I see. I see a lot of disqualification motions in my practice. The things I've seen the last two or three years that I didn't see before then in disqualification, one of them is Baratree. As you know, Baratree's got a lot more attention after the amendments, the civil Baratree statute in 2011 and 2013. And that's, I think, focused a lot of lawyers on that. And I always have some Baratree cases in the office on one side or the other now, it seems like. And I'm seeing more criminal prosecutions, which we had not seen for the first 100 years of our criminal statute. But the way I'm seeing it used in civil litigation is this. Rule 7.06, disciplinary rule 7.06 says, basically, thou shalt not represent or continue representation of a client if the client was obtained, procured improperly in violation of Rule 7.01 through 7.05, our solicitation advertising rules, or 8.04A9, our Baratree prohibition in the disciplinary rules. And so what I'm seeing is defendants who believe that a plaintiff's lawyer improperly solicited clients and filing a motion to disqualify and seeking discovery on that issue.